Okay, let's begin. So, in the previous prakim, we were dealing with the two different aspects, and there are two, one which is pure ra, we call them the gimel klipos tameis, and one which is not gimel klipos tameis, we called it, but it's called klipos noiga, toiv and ra. And we spent a lot of time in the previous shiur explaining that and going into different details on that. And we're going to try to finish this part up right now with that. The previous shiur will definitely make this shiur much clearer. But until this point, we dealt more with these two different sides of ra, klipa, in terms of the olam of maisa, action. So we spoke about in the last part in the word in Perek Ches, in the middle. And we spoke about eating. There's eating things which are completely tame, having pork, let's say. And then there's eating things which are, you know, food that we have during the week, kosher chicken, but how do you eat it? Eating it in the right way. Those are the two different types of eating. Now we're going to move on, though, from the olam of maisa, of these two klipas, and now we're going to move to the olam of dibor, to the levush of dibor. And the Tanya, the Rebbe is going to explain over here that there's really three different levels. I'll say them outside, and then we'll read it inside afterwards. And then from the olam of dibor, we're going to go to the olam of machshava. And after that, it'll be independent. We'll talk about, in general, the idea of kedushas of dibor. What is kedushas of dibor? I'll be panemius a little bit. So we can talk about three different levels. Level number one is going to be an Amaretz who knows nothing, and he speaks Dvarim Batelim. See, really, Chazal, they tell us with Dibarta Bum, you speak in them, about Torah Bum, but and then Bum, only them, Dibre Torah, only, and not Dvarim Batelim. So there's an Isra to speak Dvarim Batelim. So Amaretz, though, he doesn't know anything. What is he supposed to do? He doesn't know how to learn. So that's not going to be, we can't say that that's a complete itzer for him. What is he going to do? Elamai, there's going to be, it's like a toiv and ra for him. He's going to explain that's like klipas noiga for him. That's level number one. Level number two. Level number two is going to be, we're just giving a summary, no worries. Level number two is the varmish or mamish asr, like sonus, lashon hara, and then how you purify the neshama through that. What are the onshim for that? And level number three is going to be the diburim, which is the varim batelim. But you're not an amaret, so that means your varim batelim, which means that you're being mevatel Torah, is going to be a whole nother level. It's going to be a third level of ra that you did. Again, just to emphasize, of course, when it comes to all these things, when we're going to talk about, you know, it sounds very chomer. It's going to sound very, very heavy, but when we look through the eyes of Pinimus HaTorah, we don't look at these things as being heavy and difficult and painful and, you know, that, you know, Kesh Baruch Hu, that the Geras Chas V'Shalom. We're trying to show, you know, Yid, we want to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, and we're trying to find the best way how to work on ourselves, but slowly, how we're going to come to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we're going to try to work on ourselves and how to, you know, not speak the Dvarim Batelim the best we can, and not speak the Sonas Lashon Hara the best we can, because these things, they add to our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. But not to look at the Ribono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom, as, you know, a Rebbe with a stick trying to beat us, Chas V'Shalom. So we're going to go with those lenses. So with that, we'll start in the middle of Perek Ches. It says, Va'al Dvarim Batelim Beheter. You see that? It's like smack in the middle of Yud Gimel Aleph. So let's say somebody speaks Dvarim Batein Beheter. So what would be an example of speaking Dvarim Batein Beheter? How we know the Chazal tell us, V'dibarta Bum. Bum is Divrei Torah, and not Dvarim Batein. So he's going Ama'aretz She'eno Yochel Lulmud. Talking about Ama'aretz that he's not able to learn. So him is the Dvar Mitalim, which is the Heter. So that's like Mitzad Klipos Noig. You can't say that it's a full Isser for him, but you can't say that it's good. So there's a Tzad Toiv and a Tzad Ra for this Am Haaretz, who speaks Dvar Mitalim. So even he needs to go through a purification process after Me'eva Esrin. So even though that he's speaking Dvar Mitalim, so his soul takes in that Tumah of speaking Dvar Mitalim. Aide Gilgula Bekafa Kela, like it says in the Zohar, Parshas B'Shalach, Dafn and Tess. The Kafa Kela is like a slingshot. That, I don't remember if it's the Neshama or it's the Burim themselves, but if the Zohar talks about a person who speaks Dvar Mitalim, his Neshama, his soul, will need to be like shot from one side of the earth to the other side of the earth. It's like it's a purification process. See, there's going to be this Kafa Kela, which is like this shooting of the Neshama, the shooting of the Dvarim Batalim, which is a purification process of the Dvarim Batalim, as Zohar speaks out. And then there's going to be like Gehenim like we know. So the difference is that all these things are to purify the Neshama, that the Neshama could go through a purification process to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you know, when a person wants to clean their clothing, let's say, so they need to do two things. I mean, as far as I know, I don't really know so much how to do laundry, but let's say, as far as I know, they need to go through to do two things. So they could be dusty. So you gotta shake it, get the dust off, and then afterwards, if need be, you need to put it in. Sometimes they just need to get a little shaking, you know, a little one of those, you know. And then at the time you have a lot of kindle up in the sea, you need to do a lot of that, and then you throw it into the laundry machine if need be, and that's like a real cleansing. So Kafa Kela is like, you know, brushing it off. Can't when it's Amaret. It's not so chomer because it's Amaret, but he's supposed to do. Dvar Mitalim, I don't know how to learn. Lamaisa, you need to purify yourself. So I need to go through like a shaking process to get off the dust. That's called the Kafa Kela.
Don't let the worst
people speak Dvar Mitalim.
I'm saying that. It sounds like it's not as cleansing, like just this,
you're right, he's going to say that. So that's the first level. Avol diburim asurim, but let's say somebody speaks diburim asurim, diburim which are mamash asur, kamo leitzonas lashon hara v'kiyot tibam, she mishlosh klipas tamez legamre. So these are the from the shlosh klipas tamez legamre. Again, if the earlier you're showing these things, these concepts would be much clearer. But these are from the shlosh klipas tamez legamre. And therefore, in kafa kele levado moya latar v'lahaber tumas ma nefesh. So therefore, it's not enough to just do the shaking of the jacket. You need to do something more. Ratzricha layered the Gehenna. Therefore, you need to go to Gehenna. Gehenna is like the kavisa process. It's like the washing process. That now you purify the soul even more. So those are the two levels so far. For Dvarim B'Talim, for Am Haaretz, and then for anybody who speaks Lashon Hara or Leitzonos. Now there's going to be the third level. Chemisha Efshar Lo La'asik B'Torah. Let's say this person, he's able to learn Torah. Not Am Haaretz. The oisik in the Dvarim Batalim, but instead he's oisik in the Dvarim Batalim. Ein kafa kela levadai moyel lenafshel lemarko v'zochecha. It's not enough just the kafa kela to purify him. Rak oinshim chamurim. Now he needs another level, which is called the oinshim chamurim for the bittul Torah that he did. Shemanishim ala bittul Torah befrat, that he gets punishment now for the bittul Torah that he did. Melvad oinish aklod v'kol bittul mitzvos asay. Aside for the general punishment that a person gets for being about to any mitzvah tzaseh, there's a special, unique punishment for bittul Torah. Like for atzis, the makom was atzis because of the atzis that he had, that he didn't go and learn Torah. But gehenem shel sheleg kemevur b'makom acher. And he needs to go to gehenem shel sheleg like mevur b'makom acher. So there's three levels. There's a level of the Am Haaretz, which doesn't know how to learn, and he speaks the Dvar Mitalim. That's the kafa kela, the shaking of the jacket. Then there's a person who speaks Lashon Hara, Leitzonos, that's the Gimel Klipas Temeas, and he needs to go through a Kavisa process, a deepening. Then there's another level that not only with the Mevatel Torah, so he needs to go through the Kafa Kela, which is the cleansing of the Dvarim Batalim, but then he also needs to fix himself for not learning, because now the Dvarim Batalim is also like a lav, the Dvar Tabon. So that's like Leitzonos and Lashon Hara now. So not only does he need to go to purify himself for that, but now he needs another level, which is called Onjim Chamurim. It all sounds very scary, I know, but he needs to go to Onjim Chamurim for the bittul Torah that he did as well.
Is that worse than the Lashon Hara?
Yeah. Yeah. Same as this, it's unique.
Gehenim Shal Shalag is worse than...
Gehenim Shal Shalag, the difference between, I was going to go into Gehenim Shal Shalag and Gehenim Shal Esh are two different things. Gehenim Shal Shalag is not a mitzvah's assay. and Gehenna Rishal Eish is on the Mitzvah Lotaseh. Because when you do a Lotaseh, you have an Eish, you have a fire to do it. The Bittul of Lotaseh comes from a Mitzvah Kriyus. So a Mela, it's like Mida Keneged Mida, to purify yourself from that process.
The Eish is probably much more painful.
I don't know. I hope not to never know. Chaim for that. The Mitzvah, again, all these things, when it comes to the Varim Batein, when it comes to all these things, of course, like there's no excuse for Lashon Hara and Leitzonos and things which are really bad. Perm already, there's Makom for Leitzonos, Chazal Reidash by Amalek, there's room for Leitzonos. But Dvarim Batalim, everybody has to know themselves as well. You know, some Dvarim Batalim, it's not Mamash Dvarim Batalim. Sometimes a person, he needs to go ahead and he needs to shmooze and he needs to be able to be involved with Chavirim that'll help him learn afterwards. Just like when he eats certain foods, he'll have a Yishuv Adas and he'll be able to learn better afterwards because he ate certain foods. Even though for a tzaddik, eating that food wouldn't be okay. If for Rechaim Kanievsky to speak certain Dvarim, you know, he only could say Bua. He couldn't even say, you know, Bracha Batzlacha, because to him that was come out like Dvarim Batalim. Some people that's how it is. So, you know, other people they need the Varim Batalim, but it's not called the Varim Batalim he's talking about over here.
Which them say in that moment, whatever, that situation, that he's like the hardest who can't learn, no?
A shtickle, yeah. I mean, yeah. Sometimes you need to. It's a mitzvah to do so. It's something which is necessary. Again, a yid has to learn, it's a very important thing that a yid learned how to also have a mida of shtika. Shtika is a very important mida. Sayg the chokma shtika. Shtika is chayla afirka. Shtika is sayg the chokma. You know, the normal state of the mind is like a mem. The mouth is closed. If you're not talking, my mouth is closed. All your mouths are closed over here right now. Except for yours. Every mouth is closing because that's the natural way that a mouth goes. A mouth naturally closes itself because a person needs to learn how also to not use his mouth. You know, sometimes we feel, you know, we're next to people and we're around people and, you know, it's almost awkward not to talk to them, but, you know, if it's a polite thing to do, you should talk to them, of course. Sometimes, you know, it's not the crazy thing in the world to, you know, that you have to, you can sit quietly, you know, okay, it's a little awkward, so what? I don't always have to use my mouth. You know, my mouth is allowed to be closed when it needs to be closed. Using the mouth is a very, very chashuv thing. I really want to explain it. Hopefully we'll get there with the Shem. So that was in the Olam of Dibor. So we went from Maitza to Dibor, and now we're going to go to the Olam of Machshava. So too it is when you learn chokhmas chitzonis, when you learn things which are not Torah, that they can also be viewed as being dvarim batalim, that you also need to go through a certain purification process as well, just like you would have to do through dvarim batalim. So dvarim batalim, and then also learning chokhmas chitzonis, chokhmah which is not Torah as well. And now he's going to explain how it's even worse, really, when you're learning Chokhmas Chitzonis more than the Dvarim Batalim. Why? But oidzos yeseiro to mosel shel Chokhmas ha'umais oidei gilulim al tumas Dvarim Batalim. It's even worse, Chokhmas Chitzonis over the Dvarim Batalim. She'eno malbish umetama rak midas miyeseir haruach ha'kodesh. Shebenavshay elokis. Now, we know that there's four elements, and the element of earth, the element of ruach, sorry, is the element which gives the ability to speak. So there's a ruach HaKadosh, there's the element which is Kadosh, which allows us to be able to speak, and then there's the ruach of Tuma, which is from the Klipa side. So when you speak the Varim Batalim, so what are you being poigim? See, your nefesh elokis, spoke about a lot also in the previous prokem, is melubish, is within the nefesh of Bahamas, our nefesh of Klipa. It's melubish inside of there. So therefore, because of that, if we speak things which are improper, it has an effect on our nefesh of Lakis. And it makes us feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person, he speaks in the right way, then the nefesh of Lakis is the one who's in charge. So what happens when a person speaks Dvarim Batalim? What is he be'etem being poigim? He's being poigim his levush of his dibur. In contrast, what happens, what is he going to be poigim when he's learning Chokhmas Chitzonis? He's going to be poigim his levush of his makshava. And the makshava is even higher than the dibur. So that's why Chokhmas Chitzonis is going to be even worse than speaking Dvarim Batalim. That's what he's about to say. But Tumas Klipas Noiga should be the Varim Batein, but Boim Yisoda Ruach HaRash B'Klipa. When it comes to Klipas Noiga, which comes from the Yisoda Ra, that's inside of the Klipa, Zu B'Navsha B'Hamis, because of the El, which comes from the Klipas Noiga of his Nefesh of HaHamis. But Lo B'Chinas Chabad Shu B'Navsha. And that's not from the B'China of the Chabad of his Nefesh. Ma'akash Heim Divrei Shtus B'Burais, Shagam HaShoisim HaMe'arz Yechol Nadavar Kein. Since these things are the Varim Shtus, and you're speaking them, so what are you being poigim? You're being poigim, your oilam, your levush of your dibur. Mashi ain came, b'chok masa umma is adi gilulim, who malbish umetame b'chinas chabad shabanafesh alakis. What are you being metame? You're being metame the chabad of your nefesh. Betumas klipas noigash b'chok masa elu. You're being metame your chabad of your nefesh alakis through the klipa of this chokma. Shanaflu shama that these chokmas they fell there b'shviras akelim b'chinas achoran shechokma b'dijuk yudila dechena. I'm not getting into shviras akelim right now, but it comes from nafila, from this concept called the shviras akelim, these chokmas chitzonius. So when you learn chokmas chitzonius, to learn chokmas chitzonius, so what you're doing is it's much worse. You're being poigim your nefesh elokis be'atzem in the machshava, actually ain't kein devarim batelim. You're just being poigim the levush. Elaim Kane Oisim Mosan is going to come to give us a little hamtaka for all those who went to college and want to please their parents and things like that. And who want to stump, they learn to understand Torah and things like that. Elaim Kane Oisim Kordam Lachtois Behen. Unless you use them for a good purpose, then a Kedili is Barnis Mehen. Berebach La Oivid Hashem Oshideya Le Hishamish Behen Labod Hashem on the Torah side. But if a person learns Chokmas Chitzonis for the right reason, he learns Chokmas Chitzonis, let's say, to be able to have a parnasa, or that he should be able to apply it afterwards to understand Divrei Torah better. So then, those Chokmas Chitzonis, they're not going to be a pagam to his nefesh halukis in the machshava. Zehu Tamash Rambam and Ramban Zal. This is the reasoning of the Rambam and the Ramban. The reasoning of the Ramban and the Ramban Zal, Yisyadun Sha'asku Ben, that they learned so much Chokmas Chitzonis was because for them it was beneficial. They used it. They used this Kedusha, they used this Chokmah in order to be able to understand Torah, to be able to understand the Voida. So just to recap before we go a little bit deeper into this concept, we have Chokmah Chitzonius, which is on a higher Madriga, a higher Pagam, because they are make a Pagam in the Chabad of the Nefesh. Hashem came to Dvarim Batelim, they're a little bit lower, but they still make a Pagam though in the Levush of the Dibur of the person. And we spoke about the three different levels of Oinshim, which come through Devarim Batelim, through Leitzonos Lashon Hara, and then Devarim Batelim for a person who's not an Am Ba'aretz. Any questions on that so far? You could be Malat Latoyev. Like if you eat Latoyev, you could be Malat and you could use it in the right way.
It's also Latoyev.
Yeah. So, and again, all these things, you know, we shouldn't be so frightened of things. They're not, you know, we're using them to come closer to Rebbeinu Shlomo. And it can sound scary, you know, but we work on them slowly. Everybody, according to the Madriga, they do their best to work on these things, and then they could slowly purify themselves. And you know, Mitzvah Shem, they work up and they'll get really good. I'm not speaking any of our material. Of course, Lashon Hara, Leitzonos, you get us to stop completely. Mitzvah Shem, there's room to know and to have a shikol das, you know, what's called leheter and what's called not. So now I want to just get a little bit deeper into this concept of Kedushas of Dibur, since we were speaking about it. So we know that the Pasuk, when it wants to describe the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, the way that the Pasuk describes the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael versus, let's say, Esav, is a kol kol Yaakov by Yadayim de Esav. The kol, the Divrei Beis Medrash, the Tefillah Medrash Darshan's already. The call of Yaakov is what's unique about Yaakov. What's unique about Klal Yisrael is their Diburim. That's what's unique about Klal Yisrael, is their Diburim. Actually, ain't Kain Esav. Esav, which we'll call right now, even though there's also Yishmal, whatever, we'll call him like the Klal of the Prat of all the Mizraim, and Yaakov is like the Klal, the Prat of Klal Yisrael. So what's unique about Yaakov, what's unique about Klal Yisrael, is in their Diburim. But this is not just a Midah Toiva when a Yid uses Diburim, which are nice, and he's careful with his path. It's not just a Midah Toiva. This brings out his uniqueness, which is called a Kol Kol Yaakov. By speaking properly, we bring out a mila of Yaakov, and that's what we're going to try to bring out over here. So Chazal Darshan, Pasuk says, Ersol Chavtzechom V'daber Davar. About Shabbos says V'daber Davar, it's a Pasuk about Shabbos. V'daber Davar, you speak words. Chazal Darshan V'daber Davar, that don't let your Diburim of Shabbos be like your Diburim of Chol. It's Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel. That your words on Shabbos are different than your words of Chol. So the Rishonim really are they're already down, you know, what does it mean? What is the difference between your Diburim of Shabbos and your Diburim of Chol? Rashi learns that during the week, you can talk about business. Yeah, you can talk about business, talk about what you need to talk about. Mashe Ein Kein, on Shabbos, you can't talk about Mekach or Memkar. Don't talk about business. No business. No business on Shabbos. Shabbos, no business. Tosfos argues. Tosfos learns, and we already have a different source. In Masechta Chavtzecha, Ayin Shem, we already have a different source that you can't speak about Mekach or Memkar on Shabbos. Elamai, what do we learn out of them from Dabba Dabba? How should your Dibur on Shabbos be different than your Dibur during the week? That you're supposed to speak less. Like we said even before, Shtika, you're supposed to speak less. And he brings down your Yerushalmi, that your Yerushalmi says that Chazal had difficulty even allowing a person to say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. Kol Kach. And a person has to be careful on how much he speaks on Shabbos. That's Shitas Ataisis. But Bain Rashi, Bain Toisvis, we're speaking about a certain quote on how to use your Dibor in a very practical sense. Don't talk about Mekach or Memkar, and don't talk about, you know, try to stay quiet. While Pipanimius is there's a different type of Dibor. Pipanimius, your Diburim on Shabbos are naturally much more Helig, on a much more higher Madrega, and that's what we're going to try to explain. That's what it means, Al Pipanimius V'Dabar Davar, that your Dibor on Shabbos is a completely different type of dibur. It's a different sug of dibur altogether than it is during the week. Not that you just don't, you have the same type of dibur, just don't say like this, but say like this on Shabbos, or keep quiet. You know, the dibur on Shabbos is a completely different type of dibur than it is during the week. That's what we're going to explain right now. Any questions so far? Clara? Chaim? Oh. Yeah, exactly. It's Kitoni. He's each Sadr. There is really a difference. This is really, you could explain this with about the same base. Pnimis and Kitoni is, I'm not even going to talk about Esav and his Yidayim. I'm just going to focus on Yaakov, because I like Yaakov. So it goes like this. You know, even by the Goyim, there's a concept of speaking properly. You know? I mean, nowadays, you know, the language is getting lower and lower and lower. But, you know, back in the day, you know, if somebody would, you know, somebody would say a curse word, you know, you get yourself into big trouble. Because it's not nice to speak in an improper way. And the goyim does it also, and it gets soap in your mouth. I don't know if they do that anymore, but, you know, back in the day, people, you know, spoke improperly, it gets soap in your mouth. You know, whatever. But there's a concept of not speaking properly, even amongst the goyim. So what is it? There's obviously something, there's definitely going to be something unique about the Kedushas of Dibor, when we say about Klal Yisrael, you know, don't have nivel peh. Speak properly. Even a nigger is a way to explain that. But Pnimius is for sure a different way to explain that. And we're going to bring it out right now. So the Pasuk says, Yitzhar Hashem Elokim as the Adam offer min Adama. The Adam Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu made Adam offer min Adama. And the Pasuk continues, V'yipak ba'apa of Nishmas Chayim. He blew inside of him a Nishmas Chayim. V'ayia Adam le'nefesh Chayim. The person was alive. Targum Unklus says over there, the Havas ba'adam the Ruach Memalala. The Adam now had a Ruach Memalala, meaning he had the ability to speak. So this is very interesting. Adam is made out of two things. He has the Avar Min Adama, that's his flesh, that's his guf. And then he has his Neshama, Bipov Nishmas Chaim, that's his Neshama. And the Targum says on that, Unklus says on that, that he's Bipov Avar Nishmas Chaim, that v'yipach apav nishmas chayim, that's his ability to speak. So what does that tell us about our dibor? The ability to be able to have a dibor only comes because we have a neshama which allows us to speak. Every dibor comes because of the neshama. The neshama is what gives an adam the ability to speak. So what does that mean? That means that not only does the neshama give us the ability to speak, but every single dibur is also therefore an expression of his neshama. His dibur is supposed to be a dibur which expresses his neshama. So therefore, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'nafshi yatzah bedabrei." My soul comes out bedabro, in its words. Through our words, nafshi yatzah. Every dibur is really supposed to express our neshama. It brings out our neshama. Mm-hmm. Our neshama gives us the koyach to be able to speak. That's why to speak you need to take a neshima. You need to take a breath. What is neshima? What does neshima stand for? Neshama. Neshima is a neshama. Because every dibur be'etim comes, why? Because of the koyach of our neshama. Our neshama gives us the ability to speak. Klar? Our neshama gives us the ability to speak. So memeila, what does it mean therefore, kedushas dibur? Kedusha dibur is not just a nice maila. Kefi, how much a yid is in control of the dibur, that he speaks properly, that he watches over what he says, he doesn't speak lashon, he doesn't speak leitzanas, he doesn't have nivel peh. Kefi, how much he watches over his dibur, that's how much of his neshama will be expressed in his dibur. That's how much neshama will be able to come out through his dibur. His dibur is only dependent. His neshama coming out of the dibur is dependent on how much he watches over and safeguards and takes care of his dibur. So the neshama gives us the ability to speak and to be able to bring out the neshama behind the dibur, and that goes kefi how much we watch over our dibur. That's called kedushas dibur. Kedushas dibur is we watch over our peh in order to be able to express our neshama that's giving us our ability to speak. Is that clear? Any questions? Whoa, 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 no, don't do why, that's why. Yeah, you're on the right track. Okay?
They
so
what was the Shiva? I think they. The simple way they say it, meaning like before this, is that stop, like if you guard your words, Hashem will guard your words. Meaning that he'll listen to them. That's how you guys are Shema Kaim, is that, oh, if you,
that's
if
also
you
true.
Treat them as. Saying,
that's also true.
The way it seems that they're going to be saying here is that it's in a greater level than it's not, that your words themselves now have the power that's coming from.
Yeah. It's my levels. So now we can understand also what does it mean, bedaber daber. What is unique about Shabbos? Why is my dibur different on Shabbos? How is it different on Shabbos than it is during the week? Because since on Shabbos, see, there's one hand, you guard your peh, and by guarding your peh, you're megalim more neshama. But the same thing would be true if you bring in more neshama, that'll also bring out an elevation to your peh. So what does everybody here know about Shabbos? That Shabbos is called. Shabbos, what do we get on Shabbos? We get a neshama yisera. On Shabbos, every yid gets a neshama yisera. So just like it is, during the week you protect your peh to bring out more neshama, so too there's an elevation in your peh on Shabbos, because now you have a more gila of your neshama. There's a higher gila of your neshama, which is called your neshama yisera. So memela now v'daber dover. It's not just no mekav menkar. No, don't speak less. No, on Shabbos, the pipinimius, we have a neshama yisera, and it means that now my diburim on Shabbos is a completely different level of diburim. It's a dibur which have more neshama behind them. And just my neshama expresses my dibur expresses my neshama. So my diburim naturally on Shabbos are a complete higher madrega than they are naturally during the week. That's called the neshama yisera that we get on Shabbos.
Is this called dabar dabar is midirabanan or
no? Dabar dabar is midirabanan? I don't know.
It sounds a lot more like that, no? Because we're saying based on what we're saying, it sounds like this is really just trying to make it good.
Yeah.
And it can stop, like the way we would think is if we have the ability to use it, then that would be a lot greater than just not speaking.
Yeah, he might hold that. So this is also why, just to bring it down maybe to a little bit more, and there was, I'll read it from my Rebbe where I got it from, the words in the Sefer, they wrote it down like this. Shemasuper al goyen Rav Chaim Oizer. So Rav Chaim Oizer was once by the Chofetz Chaim. He was by the Chofetz Chaim. He used to hang around by the Chofetz Chaim. And he said like this, that when the Chofetz Chaim was bimedaber b'mili da'alma, when he would just speak mundane words, margishim behem tam mon. He could feel in the words, even if he's speaking of mundane things, the Chofetz Chaim, he could feel behind the Chofetz Chaim's words, his words tasted him like mon. Margish behem mesikus, he said, I would feel the mesikus by his mundane words, kisipichas of devash, like a sweet honey cake. But Amar Odin, he also said, Shayokul Ishmael Chavetz Chaim, Medarbe Mini Da'ama, Afil B'meshach Shoz Arukas. I could hear the Chavetz Chaim talk about mundane things for hours on end. Kemesha Matikas Shehirkish Behem, because he had such sweet Diburim. Haiza Etzim Matikas Rukin is Namish, because by Chaim Odin, when you would hear the Chavetz Chaim talk, his words were so pure. They were so pure that he could hear him talk for hours on end. Mamish sweet. Why is that? Because Rukinis is sweet. The Neshama is sweet. When a person like Chofetz Chaim was made on himself, and he said that I didn't speak of Vach Lashon Hara for 70 years, and he guarded his pet so much that every word that came out of his mouth was so purely neshamadik. It was so purely neshamadik. But mainly his words were so sweet that his words to him were like mamash tasted like the mud. Because when a person mekadesh his dibor, mamela, his dibor were very, very sweet. That's why, you know, go take a niggun and sing it during the week, and take that same niggun and sing it on Shabbos. Everybody knows that the niggun that you're singing on Shabbos is a completely different niggun than you're singing during the week. Why is that? So based on this, maybe you could say, because since on Shabbos, there's an Hashem Yisera, and in Hashem Yisera there comes higher Diburim. It comes a higher Diburim. And just like by the Chofetz Chaim, the Diburim was so sweet, to see how much you're Magal the Hashem behind your Dibur, you're Magal the sweetness of the Ruchis behind the Diburim. That's the matikus that you taste. On Shabbos, when there's a Neshama Yisera that's in Zgala on Shabbos, and you sing the same song, it's a very different song. That's a pet which is singing a song that comes now from a much higher gear than Neshama, which is called a Neshama Yisera. So the niggun that you sing during the week is not the same niggun that you'll ever sing on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, it's a completely different type of dibur. It's a completely different type of song. It's a song on Neshama Yisera, like a song. It's a Neshama Yisera which is in Zgala to the dibur. So based on this, maybe we can come to explain now a little more the Hakol Kol Yaakov, this uniqueness about the Diburim of Yaakov, and why we're unique about our Diburim. So we know, last week's parsha already, we bring in the door of Flaga. This is a little bit more, to focus in a little bit more. But the door of Flaga, it says, Vayikola Aretz Safa Echas U'Dibarim Echodim. Everybody, they spoke one language. Lashon HaKodesh, like Rashi says, they all spoke one language. And they came and they went to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? The Kodesh Baruch Hu came and was mebabel, the Lashonos. He made all the different types of Lashonos, the Ayin Lashonos. So, we find over there, the Sfarim, they speak out, that the Dor of Flaga, I think in Derech Hashem he talks about this, the Dor of Flaga, it wasn't just Stam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mebabel, the Lashonos. See, until that time, there was only one nation. There was only one group of people. There was no nations. There was no nations yet. Memela, there was also no Amanibhar yet. There was no Klal Yisrael yet. The Chiddush of the Dor of Flaga was that when Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mevabel the Lashonos, is that now at that time, there also became something called an Amanibhar, which is called the Klal. It could be that everybody until the point would have been called an Am Yisrael. But now there became a divide. When Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevabel the Lashonos, it became a divide. So, what's the pshat? So, the diburim, they're not be'etzim, that was the chain of the Dor of Flaga. They were just a simen to the difference between now what's going to be called the Amon Nivchar and what's not going to be called the Amon Nivchar. That's what the chain of the diburim was. The diburim were a simen to tell me there's something drastically changed over here. So now, but what's the difference? So again, what do we say? We said our diburim, they come to express our neshama. So we learned earlier on in Tanya that there's a difference between a yid and a goy. A yid, let's start with a goy. The goy, no, let's start with a yid. A yid, what is his neshama? His neshama is called a chedek alakai memal mamish, like he quotes. He is a much higher neshama. His neshama is kuloi toyev. And even his lower neshama, the Tanya speaks out, the lower part of the neshama is not even from the Gimel Klipas Timaeus. It's complete Klipas Daiga. It's Toiv and Ra. Masha Inkin Agoy, his neshama, his nefesh, is from the Gimel Klipas Timaeus and not even Klipas Daiga. So what do you see? You see an intrinsic difference between a goy and a yid. A yid, his neshama, is Kuloi Kaddish. Kuloi Kaddish. Chedek Lekai Mima. Masha Inkin Agoy, his neshama is kulei ra. So just like there's a difference in neshama, so what does the neshama do? The neshama makes an impact on the dibor of the person. The dibur, where does it come from? It comes from the neshama. So Memela, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mevayer now by the door of Flaga, who's Klai Yisrael and who's not Klai Yisrael, he made a divide in what? In the neshamas themselves. And Memela, that means also a divide in the diburim. So what were the diburim? The diburim were just a simen now of how Kadosh Baruch Hu made a divide between the Goyim and Klai Yisrael. That now there's going to be a nation which has a chelik of the Kaim Emal, and there's going to be a nation which does not have a chelik of the Kaim Emal. And that is the simen to that is the diburim which are expressed through the path. Is that klar? It's a hard in it. Exactly. My Rebbe, I heard from Ramatul Zor, my Rebbe, that what does Lashon HaKodesh mean? Lashon HaKodesh means the language of the Neshama. That's what Lashon HaKodesh is. It's the language of the Neshama.
I don't know,
you know. Whoever it is, I don't know who's it. It's going to end up going to Avraham, it's going to end up going to Klaus. That's going to be our language. I don't know exactly who.
But
that was when the Ayin Neshamos came. All the different languages came. Lashon HaKodesh. Rashi says, Safa Achaz, everybody spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Because everybody was under this umbrella of like potentially being like an Am Nebuchar. I don't know exactly how to say it. It's going to be something like that. But the Ma'ezek Kosh Baruch Hu was Mavar, that should be a Chedek of the Kaim Emal unique to one nation. But how did he do that? By being Mavar, the Lashonos. Why the Lashonos? Because the Lashonos are just a Giloi of what the Neshama really is. Because the Burim are an expression of the Neshama. So maybe that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the divide to say that now it's something called the Am Nimcha or Klai Yisrael. The Neshama, Dibur, Lashon HaKodesh.
How come the Chassidim are very modern speaking Yiddish and Lashon HaKodesh?
It's a different story. We'll talk about that afterwards. It's a cultural thing. Okay. So now we can understand and we can appreciate a little bit more why is it that when we come to use a title for Yaakov, what was unique about Yaakov? What's unique about Yaakov? Hakol kol Yaakov. The kol of Yaakov, that's what's unique about Yaakov. Because that is what's unique about Klal Yisrael. That they have different types of diburim altogether. It's not just, I speak better than you. You know, you curse, I don't curse. That's not the board. The board is a kol kol Yaakov. No, we're intrinsically different. There's the etzem difference over here. My diburim are completely different diburim than yours. My mila is expressed by my diburim that I have a chelik of the kaim emal, that I am a neshama, that I have a chelik of the kaim emal, and you're not that neshama. Your gimel kibbutz tameyas. I'm a chelik of kamei mal. So a koko Yaakov expresses the depth of what Klai Yisrael is. That they're completely different than all the goyim. Memela, that's what it means to have kedushas adibor. Kedushas adibor means that we're protecting our peh. We're watching over our peh. Because we watch over our peh, we're megala our neshama through our peh. Now, we're megala our neshama through our peh, and that's how we bring out our mila. Our mila is in our diburim. Our mila is in our diburim, that's what makes us unique, that we're magala our neshama through our peh. Mela also, when a yid, he's makalish a diburim, the chazal say, mutzein bepeh, chayim him the mutzein bepeh. When a person, he learns it should be chayim, it should be alive to him. Vipak ba'ap of nishmas chayim. His diburim, when he learns, his diburim should be sweet, Torah should be sweet. Kfi, how much we magala our neshama, neshama is very sweet. Kitzpich is the devas, like he said by the chobetz chayim. Kfi, how much we're magala, and we work on our diburim, and we try to speak, you know, the best that we can, and we have to think about it. The more we speak in the proper way, the more that we're megala our neshama behind everything that we're learning, everything that we're davening, and our diburim will naturally be sweeter and will taste more of matikas also in our learning and also in our davening. Shuvu zaychem is Hashem to mekalej of diburim to bring out the mila of Klai Yisrael, the kokol Yaakov of Klai Yisrael, and we should be able to show Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, we have the vikas with you. We want to have the vikas with you. But working on our diburim, shuvu zaychem to have real the vikas. It's a shame. Shabbat shalom.